You're celebrating the season with the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron. This is the first episode, and it comes out on Thanksgiving, so we're going to find out about the official start of the holiday season until Walmart moved it up 3 weeks. The Thanksgiving Day parades, especially the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Now, some people think parades are old-fashioned, and maybe they are. Maybe that's why I love them. This year marks the 80th anniversary of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, the most famous of the parades, especially thanks to Miracle on 34th Street. Make a note for a future episode. Miracle on 34th Street. But you know, the Macy's Parade, not the oldest Thanksgiving Day Parade. That distinction goes to the Boscov, I think that's how you say it, the Boscov Thanksgiving Day Parade in Philadelphia, which of course was the Gimbel's Thanksgiving Day Parade for like ever until Gimbel's closed down. That parade celebrated its 85th birthday last year. It's still on television, too, although you have to search for it, just like Detroit's parade, which used to be the J.L. Hudson Thanksgiving Parade, like Macy's also in its 80th year, and the McDonald's Thanksgiving Day Parade in Chicago, otherwise known as the State Street Thanksgiving Parade, in its 72nd year. Other popular Thanksgiving parades happen in Houston, Texas, now sponsored by HEB and in its 57th year. It was the Foley's Thanksgiving Day Parade for 44, and the Best Buy Thanksgiving Parade in Baltimore, which actually was on the Saturday before Thanksgiving. That doesn't seem right. I remember when I was a kid, I only got one channel at home, the CBS affiliate. And they went to a bunch of parades back then, and I got to see Philly and Detroit and even Houston. But the years we went to my grandparents in New Jersey were so cool. They got all the New York stations, and NBC actually had production numbers. I mean, wow. So how did the Macy's Parade get started? Well, after watching Miracle on 34th Street a zillion times, I kind of assumed that Mr. Macy saw the success of Gimbel's Parade in Philly and wanted that kind of publicity in New York, but I couldn't find any sources that said that, so I guess I'm wrong. The story goes that in the 20s, Macy's employed a lot of immigrants from Europe and second-generation immigrants. They wanted to celebrate the American holiday of Thanksgiving with the kind of festival they enjoyed back home, so they organized a parade to go from 145th Street down to Macy's on 34th Street. They dressed up in all kinds of costumes, clowns, cowboys, knights, sheiks. They also built floats, brought in bands, and even borrowed animals from the Central Park Zoo. Over a quarter of a million people came out for that first parade, which ended with Santa Claus, of course. Although, at this parade, he came out on a balcony at Macy's and was crowned King of the Kitties. With so many people coming out, Macy's knew a good thing when they saw it and declared it was going to be an annual event. Felix the Cat was the first balloon in 1927, replacing the live animals. He had just regular air in him, but the next year they started using helium. The Mickey Mouse balloon joined in 1934. Other popular balloons were Eddie Cantor in the 30s and 40s. That's right, an Eddie Cantor balloon. Popeye, Underdog, Kermit the Frog, the Thanksgiving Turkey, Charlie Brown, Superman and Spider-Man, Garfield, and SpongeBob SquarePants. Back in the day, they released the balloons at the end of the parade and offered prizes for those who found them. By 1933, over a million people lined the streets of New York, and soon the parade was broadcast on the radio. World War II dampened the spirits of a lot of people, and rubber and helium were needed for the war effort, so the parade was suspended between 1942 and 1944. When it came back in 1945, it was broadcast on TV for the first time, and first used the route it uses today. 2 million people showed up for that one. Of course, 1947 was the year the parade got really famous with the movie Miracle on 34th Street. I love that movie. And you know, Miracle on 34th Street was actually released like in the summertime, so it gave nice build-up to the parade. NBC's Today Show crew has been broadcasting the parade since 1952, and celebrities have participated for decades. Sid Caesar, Danny Kaye, Howdy Doody, Cat and Kangaroo, Broadway casts, boy bands and other pop stars, the cast of Sesame Street, and more have all gone down the parade route. This year, stars like Prince, Ciara, Gloria Estefan, RBD, Julie Andrews, and Barry Manilow will show up and perform, along with marching bands from all over, California to New York, along with the big floats and the balloons, including the return of Snoopy, the World War I flying ace. You know, I can get cynical and sarcastic about the commercialism of the parade. Of course, they've been commercial since they started. I could call it cheesy. I could act all hip. But you know what? This is more fun. The Macy's Parade is fun, and I'm glad it's still around and a big deal, along with the other ones. I hope you had a chance to see the Macy's Parade this year. And if you didn't, I bet if you surfed around the net, you could probably find a torrent of it. Watch it illegally. And maybe they'll even put up a legal version one of these years. That would be a smart thing to do. All right, I told you there'd be music on the Christmas stocking, and I'm not going to disappoint you. I hope you're not disappointed by this. It's all going to be pod safe, and a lot of the songs will be traditional Christmas carols because those aren't under copyright, and there's some really incredible renditions that are totally pod safe, and you can download them for free. Or sometimes get them on a CD, and I'll have links to all the songs on christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Today, it's early in the season. I'm not feeling so traditional, so we're going to rock out. It's the Santa Claus Rock. Vocals by Brock Goodwin, written by Howard Scott Perlman and Robert Thompson.
I learned this song at the old North Pole, taught to me by this merry old soul. It has a beat that really hops. It's called Santa Claus Rock. It really was such a sight to see 2,000 elves dancing around that tree. I never saw so many kicking feet as they danced Santa Claus Rock. Then the most shocking thing I know, 9 prancing reindeer stole the show. And in the room it started to snow as they danced Santa Claus Rock. Oh, Mrs. Claus, she stepped right in. This is how she stays fit and thin. With whirling moves and sudden stops, she danced Santa Claus Rock. Oh, pretty girl, won't you dance with me all around the lighted Christmas tree as we make some history as we dance Santa Claus Rock. Take a quick step to your left, twirl around and catch your breath. I push your partner to and fro as you dance Santa Claus Rock.
Howard Scott Perlman, vocals by Brock Goodwin, the Santa Claus Rock. I got that from feelslikechristmas.com, which has a lot of great music and all kinds of cool stuff. If you are surfing around, check that out. Links at the blog at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. Now, the next episode is going to deal with Christmas shopping and Black Friday. Where did it get such an awful name anyway? Black Friday's disgusting. People didn't always go Christmas shopping, you know. In later episodes, we will get more traditional. We'll look at things like the Christmas tree, decorations, Santa Claus himself. Oh, and that reminds me, I have to get in touch with Norman. He's my contact at the North Pole. Would you like to be on the Christmas stocking? Go to christmasstocking.wordpress.com. First thing I want to know is what you're going to get for your kids or your parents or your coworkers, your favorite person in your life. What are you going to get for them for Christmas? You can leave a voice message by following the instructions at christmasstocking.wordpress.com. It's very easy. It's not going to be difficult. All you have to have is a microphone and a computer. You can also email me at christmasstocking@inbox.com, christmasstocking@inbox.com. Christmas stocking is one word in the website and in the email, by the way. Have fun, and I'll see you soon in the Christmas stocking.